This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
All right, the Friday edition continues, and we are here, and we are live, by the way, folks. That is one of the great things about this program. Whatever you're doing in the overnights across America, there is a live program to call into and talk about what you want to talk about and hear about the latest news, get some analysis. And by the way, once again, we're going to have our regular contributors here in just a little bit. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon close to the top of the next hour coming up. And we'll be talking, of course, about all the different developments in Israel, all the different developments geopolitically, and, of course, politics, domestic politics here. We're going to talk about that gag order, of course, that's been lifted by the judge in the Trump trial. I'm sure that Denise will have some pretty interesting things to say about that as well. And don't forget, folks, we're also going to be talking with Frank Salvato. He's from undergroundusa.com and the author of the book Nullification. And it's always a great time talking with Frank. We talk with him on Mondays and Fridays, and we always have a very interesting conversation, to say the least. And once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. And we're also broadcasting out to our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, GCN distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates as well. And, folks, we just don't even know where to start because there are so many things happening this morning. But we're going to start with this. We had, this is an interesting soundbite. You got Secretary Blinken being asked, I believe, by Lester Holt on NBC, talking about this idea of the president calling President Xi of China a dictator. Well, you know, perish the thought, you know. I'm glad that Biden did that. I think it's important, and we got to give credit where credit is due. You know, I don't know if it's reluctantly or what, but the Biden administration has, at least the White House and Joe Biden himself has actually come out supporting Israel. And I know that they're trying to walk the fine line. You know, that's not lost on me. They're trying to walk this fine line, and you know they're worried about the constituency, and they're worried about what Rashida Tlaib has been saying. You know, the people aren't with you on this. But more and more evidence keeps coming out, especially in regards to this hospital that the IDF forces were able to go through, about what Hamas is really up to, the kind of horrible plans that they still have for not just Israel and to wipe out Israel as a nation, but also to wipe out the Jewish people. And we can't be more serious about something than that, right? This actually is the height of seriousness. But let's listen in to Lester Holt talking to Secretary Blinken about the president about Biden calling Xi a dictator.
Secretary, are you at all concerned the president's reference to President Xi as a dictator could undo any progress from yesterday's meeting? I guess the question is, how sensitive is this relationship at this stage?
Lester, it's no surprise that, and I don't think it'll be news to anyone, that we have very different systems. and the president always speaks candidly, and he speaks for us, but what's important is what we were able to achieve with yesterday's meeting. We hadn't had military-to-military contact for well over a year. We reestablished that. Second, we have an agreement with China that it will take action, and in fact, it already is taking action, to crack down on the companies in China that are providing the chemical ingredients that go into making fentanyl. That's going to make a real difference in the lives of virtually every American community.
Secretary Blinken, if I can ask you about the war in Gaza, Israel is showing video of weapons, it says, were recovered at the Al-Shifa hospital, video of what may be a tunnel. But it's clear that the evidence doesn't necessarily point to a Hamas command and control center, as Israel and the U.S. have maintained. What's happening there?
Two things. One, exactly why there should be assault rifles located next to an MRI machine escapes me. And this is compelling evidence of the fact that Hamas embeds itself in civilian infrastructure of one kind or another. We have our own information that command and control nodes are located either in or under hospitals. There's several of them. And this is something that's really monstrous.
Now, whether or not you like, Blinken's approach overall to different things, all things Biden administration, it is kind of interesting. Here's Lester Holt, asking, there's not really a lot of evidence here that this is really a command and control facility. And, I want to put the best construction on it. I don't want to say something mean. I don't want to do that. But almost putting this idea that, then why do they have to go in the hospital? I mean, why even go to that hospital? And I think Secretary Blinken, spoke very well about that. Yeah, what do you need these machine guns next to the MRI machine? This is pervasive. It's not like, Dr. Evil's, no shade or offense to Mike Myers, but Dr. Evil's lair isn't just under the hospital and that's the only place it is. This is pervasive by Hamas. This is pervasive throughout Gaza. Hamas knows that they are going to, try to distribute out all of their stuff and through their tunnels and their material and their fighters, their terrorist fighters. They're going to do all that stuff. And because they know, they're counting on the idea that, this looks just like a hospital. And they're hoping that some of these people that are pouring into the streets are going to seize on that. Well, I think we got to seize on this, folks. We got to seize on the idea that all that stuff is there, they're finding it, and it means that Hamas prepares to do exactly what they said they were going to do. Get rid of Israel and kill the Jews. Folks, we cannot let that happen on planet Earth. We say no. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to call in this morning and be part of the program. If you have something to say or a question or a comment, an observation, whatever that might be, we are glad to hear from you. So once again, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message and you're off and running. You can also find me there on X and also on Facebook. We have links right there as well. So head on over, KyleWarrenShow.com. And by the way, we got a couple of great comments from last night's program. Number one, this is from Jeffrey. Not sure exactly where he might be listening from, but, you know, I got to set the stage, though, first. We were talking about some TV show cars because we had a great bumper track come in, and it was from Miami Vice, right? So I couldn't help but think about that Ferrari Daytona Spider, right, that Don Johnson as Sonny Crockett drove in the first several seasons of Miami Vice, and then they switched to a Ferrari Testarossa, which, of course, in the context of the story, had been taken off of seized from a drug lord, basically, and then it became Crockett's car. And so I started talking about, you know, cars were the stars in so many of these television shows back in the day. I remember Starsky and Hutch, the Ford Gran Torino with the white stripe, the striped tomato, and so forth. Well, here's from Jeffrey, and he writes in, and he says, cars that will be the stars for me are BJ and the Bear, and then also on the Andy Griffith Show, the Dukes of Hazzard, and of course that would be the General Lee, the Dodge Charger, and Miami Vice as well. So, yeah. And now Tubbs you know, Ricardo Tubbs, who was Philip Michael Thomas, he played the John Johnson's detective partner there. He had like a classic Cadillac, right? So he had, and that was also very. I mean, it was an older, because it was classic, it was an older car, but it kind of fit into that whole Miami Vice vibe, don't you think? And so he had kind of a special car. By contrast, Starsky's partner, Hutch, he had the worst beat-up old Ford LTD that you could ever think of. And when he opened the, if I recall correctly, when he opened the driver door, the horn would sound. Until you close the driver door again, so hard to sneak up on people if your horn honks when you open your door. But this also, this from Ron in Denver, out there driving, probably driving this morning again, Ron, so do be careful out there. He writes in and says, hey, Kyle, my favorite TV car was the funeral coach, and I love this, the funeral coach driven by Herman and Lily Munster. Absolutely. It was a stretched out, he says, stretched out 1926 Mustang powered Ford Model T in the 1960s TV show The Munsters. A great show about cars. He said, yeah, well, you know, you never know what you're going to hear on this program, but yeah, we got off on onto a thing, and it's kind of fun. Because especially when you look back and you say, oh, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of car I wanted. I wanted this one. And the Munsters, and I think those were, I want to get the name right. Is it Bob Barris? I think it was the same individual, right, who built the Batmobile for the Batman TV series and all kinds of other customs that you would see. And probably the Monkey's car as well. A lot of these cars that were just, you know, again, you know, just works of art in so many ways. And certainly, yes, I agree, Ron, about the Munsters car. And Grandpa, he had like a dragster that was kind of like built out of a coffin or something like that. It looked like a dragster anyway, if I recall correctly. But anyway, all right. Well, like I said, it's Friday, and we're having fun on the program this morning. And I really appreciate getting these kinds of messages because it's, again, it's just a lot of fun to remember these things. And you know, people would build models of these things. You know, they'd build, you know, AMT model kits and so forth. And don't get me started on building models of the Starship Enterprise, okay, because I'll just go on for hours. Okay, this is from Fox News. This is Tulsi Gabbard. And I so much appreciate what she has to say and how she articulates things. I really, really do. And she was on Fox News, and she was giving a contrast between the people that marched in the pro-Israel rally in Washington, D.C., and there were literally, again, thousands upon thousands and thousands of people there, and sort of contrasting that with what we see in other, for the other, I guess the other side, I guess you'd call it, but, you know, these pro-Palestinian rallies, which really in so many ways, you know, turn into pro-Hamas rallies. It's as if what happened on October 7th is not even talked about. It's not even, it's like, there was no catalyst for this war. It is just Israel being evil. It's just Israel being, you know, and then from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. It's really unfortunate that there's so much misunderstanding of what happened and why it happened and how, you know, the steps that need to be taken to stop it from ever happening again. So let's listen in to Tulsi Gabbard.
Versus the violent mob of pro-Hamas protesters that we're seeing all over the world who have to cover their faces as they go and, you know, graffiti walls and threaten and beat people up and even kill people as they launch their anti-Semitic attacks. It's a fundamental difference between the rest of the world who values life and freedom and peace versus these radical Islamists who celebrate death and martyrdom and seek to kill anyone who does not adhere to their radical application of Islam.
Okay, stop right there. Did you hear what she said? You know, these radical Islamists, right, who celebrate what? Democracy? No. They celebrate egalitarianism? Nope. How about women's rights? Nope. How about you know, making sure that everybody has an opportunity to speak their mind, to have a First Amendment style of right, right? Nope, they don't. They don't celebrate that. Celebrating death. Let's continue.
Talking to some members of Congress over the last couple of days about what's it like to work in Congress where they are clearly on Israel's side, but there are a number of their colleagues who are on the other side. They are pro-Hamas for the most part. Also, you know, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, apparently, this is a Fox News Digital story, you can read about it at Fox News Digital, she is part of a secret social media group where the members have glamorized Hamas in its war, in the battle with Israel. And that's the headline. Look for it on Fox News. Does that surprise you?
It is terrible, but sadly, it doesn't surprise me. We have seen, you know, go back to Ilhan Omar's statement about 9/11 as a day when some people did some things. There's a group of people within Congress who are blatantly and openly Islamist terrorists. Apologists, period. That shouldn't surprise any of us because they have made themselves known. What should be surprising and disturbing to the American people is how many people in my former party, in the Democrat Party, which is one of the main reasons I left, are also Islamist apologists or who are so afraid of being labeled as Islamophobic that they won't stand up and say what is necessary to speak the truth about the threat that Islamist terrorists, whether it's Hamas, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or Al-Shabaab and other groups pose to freedom and peace-loving people everywhere.
So there's Tulsi Gabbard, and she's just making so much sense, it's not even funny. And I am so glad that she mentioned this phrase, is Islamophobic, okay? And I kind of mentioned this a couple of nights ago on the show, but if you've noticed, the when you put the term, it's like putting the term gate on the end of some words, like, well, we've got coffee gate, or we've got this gate, you know, that's sort of a takeoff on Watergate. Everything becomes a gate, you know, a document gate. Yeah, everything becomes a gate, and it's descriptive, right, of what it is. It's like some kind of a controversy, or it's an affair of sorts, and this kind of thing. But the term phobia, you can put anything on the end of a word or a term or anything, and just put phobia on the end of it, and now that takes away your ability, okay, at least in their eyes, to have any position that you've come to because you've looked at what is happening and you have examined the facts and you have come to a conclusion and you hold a position. Well, what they're trying to show you is, no, you don't have a position. You have a phobia, okay? And a phobia is something that's just kind of irrational and wrong with you. And if you have a phobia, well, we got to try to help you because no matter what you say, you've got a phobia, and now we don't have to listen to you. Why? Because of the phobia. That's right. It's just a phobia. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. It's a phobia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. At the APEC CEO Summit in San Francisco, President Biden emphasized the positive impact of a stable relationship between the U.S. and China on the global economy.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining a fair and level economic playing field.
Following constructive talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, on Wednesday, both leaders agreed to resume military-to-military channels to reduce the risk of miscommunication. GOP senators, led by Senator Tom Cotton, are urging Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen to hold Iraq-based terror groups linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps accountable for recent attacks on the U.S. service members. Turkey prices have decreased just in time for Thanksgiving, but industry reports indicate that some side dishes and desserts may be slightly more expensive this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday morning edition of the broadcast. And, something occurred to me as well during the break. We were just talking about the phobia that people have, I guess, about Hamas. Well, what if, just for the sake of argument, what if these demonstrators who are out there pretty much pro-Hamas demonstrating, because, again, they don't seem to have all the facts. Otherwise, I don't think they'd be sort of demonstrating the way that they are. Why don't we just refer to them as Israeli-phobic? Can you imagine the difference that might make? And I'm being a little bit facetious here, only because, you know, if they were Israeli-phobic, then even the media... And by the way, this would cause... many professors, many students, and I think certain cable news commentators to just vapor lock, right? They would just lock up, and they'd be like, "Well, wait a minute. Well, hold the phone. Am I Israeli-phobic?" And then hopefully certain protocols would kick in, and they'd have to do a lot of self-examination. I'm kidding, of course. But it does seem to me that those terms, see, this is why those terms like this mean something. Because if you're critical, well, then you're phobic of something, right? And in this case with Hamas and the Palestinian issue and so forth, you don't want to be Palestinian phobic. You don't want to be Hamas phobic. You don't want to be Islamophobic. Because that means you don't get it. You haven't got all the information yet. You have an irrational fear. You know, arachnophobic. Well, you know, that's, I'm a little bit arachnophobic. I don't want to have to. Why does Dad always have to be the one to get the spider? Right? But actually, I'll let you in on something. I will tell you something here because, in the interest of full disclosure, Mrs. Professor used to not get the spiders, but over the last many years, Mrs. Professor has gotten more spiders, I think, than I have ever. Especially when our kids were little. And Mrs. Professor can get a spider with the best of them. So I'll just tell you that. All right, let's head over to line number one. I think we got Elliot from Wesley Chapel. Elliot, good morning. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Kyle, good morning to you. Kyle, I got some important information to share with the American people that we are truly in a serious quagmire with the Biden administration. Now, there is a call for the American family to boycott the Macy's Thanksgiving parade by conservatives, Christians. Macy's plan to make their parade more gay than ever. Christians see this as an attempt to make normal indoctrination of our children and grandchildren. Now, we have Kamala Harris' husband, who looks like Grandpa on Herman the Monster, months ago declared war on men masculinity. Can you believe that? A man who married the vice president declares war on men. I am a straight 100% man. I dare you. This is tied to Barack Hussein Obama. Change we can count on. He wished to destroy America and redo it his way. Now, why do you and Michelle have such an obsession for gays in America? That's the fundamental question.
Well, I think Elliot, I think that, you know, the Macy's parade issue, you know, could just be something that, you know, corporate America and who, you know, the producers of that may find that there is either not just a backlash, but people that may not watch it. There seems to be, I mean, do you feel like some, not just in terms of gay issues, but in terms of many different cultural issues, do you think that they're just kind of going too far? You know, and because, you know, a lot of these groups, they're not necessarily monolithic either. And so a lot of people don't want anything to be done differently in the Macy's Day Parade, Thanksgiving Day Parade, because it's just kind of iconic in and of itself.
Well, that's a good point, Kyle. But, you know, right now, they're still flying gays in secretively through NGOs and gay networks around the world. Now, Kim Kardashian, let's take a look at her. She dressed like a man. GQ magazine, you know, awards her the Man of the Year award. You know, I can see why Kanye West left her.
They gave her the Man of the Year award? Okay. I did not know that.
Kanye West left her because she's no longer feminine. No faith in God. That's what the way I chronicalize her. She has no faith in God. Now, gay people have soared to 7.1% right now. We used to be at 3.5% with gays in our country. We're at 7.1%. And by the time next year, we could see gays from around the world right here in our population, well over 15 to 20%. Isn't that something? That is a voting block. They know exactly what they're doing.
But at the same time, though, at the same time, a lot of people that might happen to be gay also don't have they don't just necessarily follow the Democrat economic structure. You're going to find business people, and they definitely don't want higher taxes. They definitely don't want a lot of the different things. So again, it's not as monolithic as you might think.
Well, Cal, I think after you clear the air, you will see that those people that they're bringing in, the majority of them, is going to be on their side initially until they find out the realness of America. Just like we have some people that are leaving Chicago, New York, and other woke, you know, cities going back home. They're traveling back home. They want to go back home because there's no opportunity for them, and then they know winter is setting in.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Again, I think that, you know, this is one of the reasons why, you know, some of these different programs on television, some of these different shows, and certainly Disney has run into this, right into a brick wall with this kind of stuff. The so-called wokeness or other kind of social issues or sexual orientation issues, you know, people just aren't buying tickets for that. You know, they want to see Disney programming, for example, and they can always go see other kinds of programming, but it seems that some of these iconic things, when they get changed for change's sake, then it's not just it just kind of takes that out of that realm, and then people say, this isn't what I remember when I was a kid, and they just don't want to spend their time watching it then.
Well, the last time the Biden gay gang had a parade, we know how that turned out. These people were all over the place, half naked, jostling, wearing attire, dressing like priests, dressing like bishops, dressing like clergy, you know, disrespecting.
Well, sure,
God.
Yeah. And why would you? And,
you
know, see,
I'm a fearing man.
Well, my.
And when you play with God, boy, let me tell you, your behind is in terrible trouble.
Well, you see, and that's the thing. When people go out and they intentionally try to offend somebody, like what happened at Dodger Stadium, right, where they had the I forget the name of the group that they had there, but it was like, yeah, these fake nuns and this kind of stuff. And people weren't interested in seeing that. It was a dud. It just went over like a lead balloon. And but because I think generally speaking, trying to intentionally offend people like that is not the way to ever try to endear yourself to somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would recommend. I do not do TikTok or ByteDance. I don't associate myself with any of that. But I do reference to YouTube, and I can tell America this. Is that minorities, including our Spanish brothers and sisters and African Americans, and of course those who have came in our country legally, and they are looking at the left and looking at the right, they know exactly what is going on. Our trouble, our country is in dire straits. If we're not careful, we can lose it. So voting is paramount. We must vote early. You know, learn how to vote early, folks. I've already received my letter 2 weeks ago letting me know that I had to, you know, they had to re-sign us up. All you have to do is fill out that sheet, or you can call in to your nearest precinct the supervisor of elections office in your area.
All right.
And vote early. That is the key, Republicans. Vote early. If you don't, you are stabbing us in the back. We all must vote early, and then we can see
right.
How we're looking.
You're right about that. But we're heading to the break, though. But thanks, Elliot. Appreciate it. Elliot Wesley Chapel. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. All right, folks. Stay right there. We got a great song coming up. I promise.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yeah, my younger sister was 3 years younger than me or something, and now she's 23 years younger than me. Again, I just can't get over that. I just can't do it. But it has been spoken by Joe Biden, so it has to be true. All these things Joe Biden told us is true. They have to be. However tall the tale, however unverifiable it is, we have to remember when Joe Biden speaks, he's speaking the truth because he does value truth over facts. That's what he said. And I know that's a gaffe, and we have some fun. Welcome back to the program, folks. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And I appreciate Elliot calling in and so forth. And we had a good little discussion there, I think. One of the things, too, that I think is always going to be incumbent upon us is to reach out in love to people, to make sure that if we're trying to bring them over to our side, we have to be able to demonstrate that. And I'm sure that, and I know that Elliot feels the same way, I'm sure. But that's how you change hearts and minds. That's how you deal with some very difficult things in our society. A lot of times things kind of, like we saw in the Congress the other day, right? Things start coming to blows. and we don't really get anywhere with that. But definitely, especially with some of these cultural issues, not only economically, like I was saying, people just tune out of some of this Disney stuff because they're just, they've had it. They don't want any more of the wokeism. I mean, look at it. I mean, this is across the board. This, you've got Terminator movies that went just a dud. You know, you've got all these other kinds of things that were supposed to be these hot properties. And they kind of deviate out of some of these iconic things and so forth. And they try to introduce the social engineering ideas and stuff like that. And people go, I'm not buying a ticket for that. And and look what it's done to the industry. So there's that on that front, I think there's been a lot of success. All right, let's here we got this song coming up here. I think you're going to love this for our next Trucker Travel Report. This is an oldie but a goodie, and done by the incomparable Linda Ronstadt.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved?
Such a great record. And I remember when this would come on the radio, I would just be so happy because I just love the solo in there where they just, where these guitars just kick in, and it just seems to kind of go to a different place at that time. And so Linda Ronstadt, of course, one of the most incomparable rock vocalists and pop vocalists that we've been on, in country as well, I think, in that vein that we've ever seen. And just really, really great. All right. So once again, folks, let's take a look at what's happening out there in some of the weather across the country. We still have some of that rain coming down I-25. This is going to be south of Socorro, New Mexico, down to a place called Truth. Or Consequences. It's not just a game show. It's an actual place. they've never heard that one before, I'll bet. But up in Michigan, we continue to see all kinds of rain through Cadillac, up through to Rogers City, Traverse City. You've got some moderate rain going on there right now. Over to Sheboygan across the lake. Sheboygan, almost to Madison. Looks like it's moving easterly out of there. The UP, again, if you're going across the bridge up near Mackinac City, lots and lots of rain. Gets slippery there on the bridge, so be careful. And then, of course, we've also continued. Some of that rain looks like it's dissipating a little bit from where we were last hour in Florida. But if you're in Orlando right now, Palm Bay, if you're up a little bit, west of Jacksonville, a little bit of rain there. Gainesville, looks like Palm Coast, St. Augustine as well. You've got some rain going on there this morning, so be aware of that. Be careful of that. And let's see, Bronson. And did I mention Ocala? I think I did. But it's not affecting Tampa for our friends in Tampa this morning. So that's some good news. Indianapolis, Indiana, we continue to see rain around that area. That's going to go both northeast and southwest of there. And that's going to head on over into parts of, parts of Illinois, but just a little scattered as it goes across the border there. So you want to be careful out there, that's for sure. You want to be careful out there because we want you to get there in one piece. San Francisco looks like a lot of that rain might be off into the ocean by now. So that last hour, it looks like it was there in the city, basically. So, all right, there you go. Trucker Travel Report for hour number two. And, of course, you know what that means. When we reach the conclusion of the Trucker Travel Report for hour number two, it's time to bring on Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've had a lively program so far this morning. I'm glad to say we've got a lot of great calls. And, folks, don't forget 949-822-7959 if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon. Again, FoundersCode.com. Well, Denise, what's on your mind this morning? What's the thing that sort of stands out?
What's really standing out to me is the committee on the Chinese Communist Party that is led by Congressman Gallagher. They put out a rather terrifying report, and I think it's really only report one on the nefarious biolab that was discovered in California. And I wrote about it probably a month or so ago, and the report includes a video, so if you don't want to necessarily read all the details, the video is there that the committee put out. And I will tell you that we have government agencies, including the CDC and the FBI, that not only are not protecting us, they don't have any desire to protect us. What was found at that biolab, we know is, one, terrifying for what they found, but the fact that we have this Chinese operative that was completely connected to the Chinese Communist Party, it's clear to me that China wants to kill us, period.
Wow, that's significant. That's very significant, what you just said.
I mean, for Biden to meet with President Xi and to have certain topics that were not to be discussed in any way, shape, or form, and then to have this high praise and these dinners and these receptions and all this kind of nonsense by corporate America, including BlackRock, ExxonMobil, Pfizer, Visa, MasterCard, the list goes on, and they gave Xi a standing ovation, is probably the more reprehensible thing that I know of. Corporate greed takes a whole different definition.
Well, yeah.
But worse is Governor Newsom.
Well, I tell you what, hold on to that thought, because when we come back from the top of the hour news, we'll talk more about Governor Newsom and your thoughts on him. And, of course, they did clean up the streets for about 24 hours, but Denise, hold on there real quick. Folks, we're coming right back. We'll hear your top of the hour news, and then we'll pay a couple of bills, and we will be back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.